This is Derek Warren here with Nicole Morrison, Director of Marketing for the Effingham County Chamber. Thank you for joining me today. Well, we are getting into the busy season now here in May. The first one coming up is actually an informational meeting this Monday, if I'm correct. It's about a big trip overseas.
Yes. So the Chamber offers, it's called our Destinations Program, so our Chamber Travel. And this one is an informational meeting with Colette and Effingham Travel Agency, chatting about our spring 2025 trip, which is in March, to classical Greece.
Ooh, Greece.
Yes.
Yeah.
So these are great meetings. Each time we go on a trip, we have an informational meeting just so people can come hear more about what we offer, the different prices, just how the program works as a whole, and then just where we're going. So then you don't have to sign up for anything right then. You can, which is always great, just to reserve your spot. But it's a great chance just to learn more about where we're going and what's going to happen there.
Yeah, this is just an informational meeting. It is on Monday the 13th at 5 p.m., and it's being held at the First Baptist Church in Effingham. So
yes,
if you are interested in something like that, that is the time to go to it and find out more about it. And and if you're interested in Greece, I mean, this is a great opportunity.
Yes, so this is Becky's trip. So this is the location that she chose for 2025. So I think she wants to get back to some of her roots and kind of learn more about her background.
Yeah, well, and it's all kinds of history there as well. Mm-hmm. Lots of stuff has happened in Greece over the years.
So. Yes.
Wanted to mention that. And we've got quite a few ribbon cuttings coming up here soon as well. Did you want to mention some of them?
Yes. So on Wednesday the 15th, we actually have two. The first one is with CW Motorsports out at their new location on the way to Lake Sarah. And that is at 1:30, and then our next one is for the Emerald Room downtown, and that one is at,
5:30,
yeah. The times escape me, but those are just a great chance to go out there, especially CW Motorsports and Emerald Room, because they're both, even though CW isn't a newer business with a new location, it's always nice to see how they've upgraded and grown out of their previous space down and just main part of Effingham. And then Emerald Room being a new business, I think they have a year under their belt now, but they're joining the Chamber and just seeing their space. It's so beautiful inside. It really fits their name, so.
Yeah,
the public's welcome to attend and congratulate them. New spaces and new business.
Definitely. Always good to see new businesses prop up here in Effingham.
Yes.
And it shows that we're growing all the time.
Yes.
So,
and we love that.
Yeah, and part of the busy week next week, you ended off with the golf outing on Friday. So.
Yes, this is our 57th annual Chamber golf outing. It's out at the Effingham Country Club. We still have, I think as of right now, I think 8 tee times left for next Friday, and a few sponsorship opportunities, but it's a tee time format, starts at 8, last tee time is at 2, but it's a great time out there. You know, we always pray for good weather, but then we have such great sponsors that really help us make this event happen. And then, of course, I don't have it pulled up, but the hospital, Sarah Bush Lincoln, we have Wabash Communications, Rise Effingham, we have Whitney Roofing, Effingham New Car Dealers, Effingham Prompt Care, Team ITS, Firefly Grill, Culligan Waters, our bottled water sponsor. Jersey Mike's is our new lunch sponsor for this year, so we're super excited about that. And that's just to name a few. We have our exclusive hole sponsors where different businesses will be set up at the tee box of each hole, and they'll have either different, you know, beverages to taste or snacks or a little game to play. And then throughout the course, throughout the day, you'll see quite a few golf signs with just other businesses that are showing their support with their business name on the sign. So
who doesn't love being out and playing golf? Hopefully it'll be great weather too.
Yes.
So that's what we're hoping for. I know two of our own are going to be there, Eric Fry and Travis Sparks. So they're already signed up for that. So
yes,
they're looking forward to it.
Yeah. They join us every year. Cromwell's always great about supporting us.
Yeah.
And attending our events.
Well, they're big golf fans too.
Yes.
So that always helps. And there was one other thing. There's business after hours at Effingham Prompt Care coming up the following week.
Yes.
I know that week looks to be a little bit
lighter
load. Yeah.
It will.
you want to mention that as well.
Yeah, so each month we do a business after hours, just a chance for one of our chamber businesses to host, get more of the community members, get more of the chamber members out to their business, show them around, share any new promotions. I know in this case, Effingham Prompt Care with Dr. Navi Arora has the MD VIP program, which is new for him. It's a more personalized program for patients under his care. So he'll kind of chat more about that. But that's on Thursday, the 23rd, from 5 to 7.
Yeah,
and then there's food, beverage, and usually a giveaway or two.
Okay, yeah. Again, the 23rd at 5 o'clock. This is at Effingham Prompt Care.
Yes.
So that is coming up. And I just scrolled across a camp startup. Did you have any info on all that?
Yes, so that is new. So Jeannie Dow with Dow Consulting is the camp director for it. And she has done this event before. It's the fourth annual under her belt. This is just the year for the chamber being the presenting sponsor of it. But it's for 11 to 15-year-olds. It's from May 28th. Tuesday, May 28th to Friday, May 31st. It's at Staying Arts, but it's an entrepreneurial camp for young individuals. So it's 9 to 3, Tuesday through Friday. Remember, you know, people from the community, you can still sign your children up. We have quite a few sponsors for that. I know Whitney Roofing is our breakfast sponsor. Jedco is our t-shirt sponsor. First Mid Bank and Trust, Midland States Bank, City of Effingham, and Agricell. Effingham right. Regional Growth Alliance. There we go.
All right, yeah.
But that's a great camp. I know, like, that's right after school gets out. So if you're looking for something for your children to do in that age range of 11 to 15, it will keep them pretty busy and just learning to start a business as far as marketing, what you need to do just legal-wise, what things you need to do to build a business plan. But then all of our sponsors and then along with other speakers talk to the guests of the camp and kind of just build up the momentum of what they would need to do to start a business.
Get them started early. Let them know what needs to be done here. Yeah, definitely. And I see there's scholarship opportunities available with this too. So that is always a good thing to get the kids involved in.
Yep. And that's why we're always looking for sponsors for that. So that helps us give more sponsorships out to kids that register for it.
So now I also wanted to mention the farmers market as well. That starts up on the 25th, I believe, right?
Yep, and that's downtown. And well, that's not part of us. I know we work closely with them because I know we have quite a few people that reach out to us. So if you go to the chamber website, EffinghamCountyChamber.com, and check out the event calendar, it has all these items on there. But also for the farmers market, it'll have their contact info. But we're excited to have that. I know that's always a plus to have. And it's a great tourist spot too when you come into town just to check out the little businesses that or small businesses that everyone has and the different products, and just getting out downtown is always nice.
You never know what you'll find there, too. There's always something new down there at the farmer's market, too, that little pop-ups up there all around the square. So
right.